I want to explain why we become Buddhist. Why I myself became a Buddhist. Perhaps here in America, because you have some wish, hope in your future life, future and life of future personally, your own future life. And sociologically, you concerned about your future society. But to tell the truth, we Buddhists do not have any hope. We do not have any hope for our human, you know, life. Because we understand this world is originally full of suffering. That is how we understand our society. From the beginning, we understand that our world is a world of suffering. And we understand why we suffer. It's because we expect too much. We always expect something more than you will obtain or acquire. On an instance, everyone knows that we cannot stay young, but we want to be always young. Once in a while, when even though you are young, once in a while you may feel, oh, gee, I am 25 now. I'm not anymore young. You may feel in that way. That is good evidence that you want to be always young. But that is not possible. Yeah. We want to achieve what you have. But that is not also possible. Things are changing always. So nothing can be yours. So whatever you want, you want to be, or you want to have, nothing can be possible for you to obtain or to have it. That is actually how our human world is. Actually, it is so. But still, we want to be fooled by it. Human beings do not like something real. But human beings like something unreal. That is very true. You don't like anything real. So after give up all the hopes you have in mundane world, we become Buddhist. Then, what will become of you if you become Buddhist, if you resign from this world? What will become of you maybe next question. Why you become Buddhist is to resign from this world of suffering, to have perpetual joy. We become Buddhist. If you become Buddhist, even though you have no hope, mundane wishes, but instead you will have the freedom from various restrictions which you had in your mundane world. You will be free from restriction. Actually, because of our many desires, we do not have freedom. We restrict ourselves by ourselves. No one wants to be, want to restrict you, but you yourself restrict yourself. And sometimes you feel someone else is. Restricting yourself. But actually, it is you who is restrict yourself. Because of your wishes, you restrict yourself. Because of your wishes, you feel as if someone making you unhappy. But it is not so. You have too much desire. So, your society will not allow you, your family or your friends will not allow you to fulfill your wishes. Everyone wants to fulfill each one's own wishes. So we have natural problem. And we feel, because of your friends, because of your society, you suffer, actually. Because of your too many desires, you suffer. So, purpose of our practice as a Buddhist, to be free from yourself, your small self, to be free from your small wishes, that is purpose of our practice. This is, you know, Buddhist trick. Our trick is very different from yours. Maybe opposite. We are not interested in something we can see. We are not interested in type seeing tree or space tree or any tree, you know. You can enjoy in its ordinary sense. And here I have speaking of tree, I have some corn or Zen stone. Famous Zen master, Sosa. He was called the big lion. People called him big lion because he was so powerful teacher. One day, he went out of the monastery and story about the mountain. And when he came back, Shusa means leader of the monastic. Then asked him, "Where have you been? What kind of things did you meet?" "Where have you been?" He asked. And he said, "I have been stalling around the mountain. This is already speaking about his own practice. Starting over means, you know, as you know, when you start over, you have no particular intention of going some special place, anywhere you want. If you see something, if you want, find out something interesting, you will decide that way." And passing many beautiful places. When you want to come back, you may come back. But there is no particular purpose of that. That is funny. About. It means, you know, the life free from various attachments or worldly interests. Anyway, he enjoys think about. And while he can enjoy his life, he is not restricted. He is not under restriction. He is free, always free. His mind is always free. From himself and from others, and from objective world. That is why he said, I am strolling around, he said. But Sisa was a very good fellow, you know, very trained fellow, he said. but then you are strolling about, but where did you go? He asked again. He tried to catch his master. If his master has some special interest in something, he can catch him. If he does. Good food, you may say, oh, I like noodle. Oh, I like sake. Then he can catch him. Oh, you like noodle. Then next, next spinach. We'll make some noodles for you. Oh, good. If he says so, he was caught by his disciple. I know you are weak point. That is it, you are weak point. So whenever he became mean, he said, I'll make noodles for you tomorrow. How about it? In that way, he thought he could catch it. But what he said was, I have been gone. I saw many beautiful flowers, he said. So, he thought it was a good idea. He was a good idea. He was a good idea. If I make future garden a flower, garden, I think he will be happy. In that way, he wanted to catch him. So he thought he caught him. And what he said was, it is, he looks very happy. You have spring, you feel as if it is. Do you feel as if it is spring time? You see the flowers and beautiful garden, a beautiful flowers. He said. But his teacher said, no, not always. But I felt as if I was soaring about in the autumn field where there's frost and dead leaves and cold. I have that kind of feeling. That is what his teacher says. It means that he is not caught by spring clouds, nor he is not caught by beautiful foliage. It is already in a frosty late autumn. So he couldn't, the disciple couldn't catch him. If he say, you are strong, you look like story about spring fields. But now you say, you are story working through the late autumn field. That is, you know, our trick. We should not be caught by anything until you have that kind of strength or freedom. You should practice hard. The purpose of practice is not to chase after worldly freedom, but to be freedom from small desire or fame or success in our mundane world. And if possible, to help people to release them from that kind of mundane wishes and restrictions. That is, you know, Buddhist way of life. Joy you have in your ordinary life, and joy you will have freedom from ordinary life. The big difference. And so when you have real freedom from everything, you will be very sympathetic with people who are involved in small personal desires and to be involved in competitive world. So naturally, you want to help people to be free from this kind of life. To share the to share the joy of freedom with people is a purpose of life. usually, you know, people are deeply involved in city life. And so they stay in city. But Buddhists, you know, remain in city and live with people to help people who are involved in that kind of confusion. The way upright is to, you know, to make ourselves free from the small self or desire, and to weigh downward is after we have that kind of freedom to help people and to go back to the city is the way downward. So, and after you, you have freedom. You do not enjoy the freedom alone, because you feel their suffering in your heart, and you cannot help going back to the city to help you. That is okay. You should go down to right again. That is a Buddhist life. Whether you are priest or a layman, you should start a practice from actual experience of suffering of this life. Buddha, after experiencing very luxurious life as a priest, and he found out that there is no real treasure of life in this kind of life, and he gave up his life and escaped from the castle and started to practice to gain freedom from this kind of worldly life. And after he attained enlightenment, he again came back to his castle. And before he came back to his castle, he met five of his men who escaped the castle with him. And he preached for the five of his men. And those five people were the first disciples of the Buddha, disciples of the Buddha. And he at last came back to his house. And his mother-in-law became a priest. His son became a not to Buddha for us, you know. At that time there is no such people like this. their relatives and family became his followers. That is a good example of Buddhist life. So, if you come to Dasaha with some mundane hope, you know, to make a good home at Dasahara, it may be a big mistake. Dasahara is not some place, you know, where you can stay forever. If you want to stay here, that is fine. It means that you will, you know, spend rest of your life to help people here. We have various kinds of students we have. All of them not all of them want to be a priest or want to be a Buddhist in its true sense. Papa had hot spring and four seasons and away from the city life, it is a good place to stay. So it may be a good idea to spend rest of the time here. That is a good mistake. That is not the nature of this community. This community is for the students who want to have some power to be free from. Our small wishes, small desires. You have many desires. Even though you do not realize it, you have it. To be free from all those desires. And need to acquire deep freedom, great freedom from yourself and from mundane world. And always free from suffering and always being happy with people and friendly with people and without any expectation to help people in Dasaha age. Why? You stay at Dasaha if you want to stay here. Wherever you are, there is something to do, even though you are in such a demoted mountain, there is something for you to do to help people. So it is okay for you to stay here. But You cannot stay here just to enjoy yourself, your life. If you, have this kind of idea, and stay here, people from outside will not feel so good. I think, people like the Sahara. The reason why they like the Sahara, I think, I became a good friend of hummingbirds. The hummingbird, a relationship between me and the hummingbird. Not much relationship, actually. But whenever I come out, they come. Sometimes too. And they want to be disturbed by me. Strange bird. Here. He is always here. And he doesn't make me any harm. And no need to be afraid of him. But whenever he comes out, I feel uneasy. This is uneasy. So I ask him to do. Let's go. And they come. I sometimes move on purpose like this, so that they can go away. But they don't go away. They are much more interested in his friend does. If his friend comes, immediately he will go. Until his friend comes, even though I know he doesn't go. It means that he has his own life, which is very different from mine. But there's some connection, Because whenever I come out, they come. There must be some connection, but not much connection. I think this is very good relationship. I do not give actually honey to them. Someone else, I don't know who, gives the honey to them. Someone else giving honey to it. So, actually, I have not much relationship with them. But there is very close relationship. It is difficult to explain what is my relationship to the hummingbird. And I think our students and our guests, the relationship between them is something like that. We are practicing zazen here. You come to enjoy your life here, or your vacation here. So, completely different life. not at all safe. But I don't know why, but our students like our guests very much, like hummingbirds, you know, come out whenever I go out. Not much easy, but feel good anyway. That's why. I think that kind of relationship is good. A perfect relationship. Usually, you know, what we try to is to have complete relationship. To feel, you know, possessive of something, someone. To make them follow our way or influence way. That is, you know, that kind of relationship is not based on that. Yeah, Buddhist way. You may know in Dhammapada, Buddha says, you should be like a bee collecting honey from flower to flower, flying from flower to flower, without destroying the flower. Without disturbing the beauty of the flower. That is the Buddhist way of helping people. We do not disturb hummingbirds. A hummingbird does not disturb us. And hummingbird does not, you know, bother us. Does not want me to do anything. But just he wants to come and see what is going on. That is to do. Very, you know. And I, day by day, I feel very good relationship between the hummingbird and me. It makes, you know, very tough fun. And he can stop. In the air, wherever he wants to. Maybe he could stop in front of me like this.
What do I do?
He doesn't say so. Just and he makes, you know, very soft sound. The relationship between Buddhist and usual people should be like this. How is it possible for you to be like hummingbird? First of all, you must have strong practice. You must train yourself. So that you can have always big mind, big, strong mind. Or else, you cannot be, but you cannot be like a hummingbird. It is easy for the bird to be like that, but it is not so easy for a human being to be like that. So, in a sense, little desire, and having great freedom from everything. First of all, if we want to be like that, you should be able to free from your small desire. Even though you have desire, you shouldn't be caught by them completely. It is okay to have some desire, but you should not be enslaved by it. And that is why we practice hard. Because we human beings is very hard creature, very difficult creature. So accordingly, we must have difficult practice. So for human beings, if you want that, when you have too much desire, why is it necessary to have more desire? If it is too much, you should release your body. That is what we should do, to have more freedom. If you continue to extend your small desire, more and more your life will be confused. And your suffering increases endlessly. And you will be lost in suffering. As our human world is very individual, personal world, that even though you make great effort to help people, it doesn't work. When you have enough money to give, you will be a good person. But if you have no more money, no one will visit you. No one will say even good morning. That is natural. How? This world is going. As long as you have money, you have many friends. As long as you are young and beautiful, you have many friends. But if you become 50 or 60, you don't have enough, so much friends. And you will be very lonely. But if your mind is always young, being free from various desires, then you know, you will have always your friends, even though you have not a penny of money. That is actually what will happen to you. How you have always hope in your old age. How you create yourself after 50 or 60 is the main purpose of our practice. So that you may not feel sorry when you become old in practice hard. When when because we want to be always happy, we practice hard. But as Buddha says, if too many trees come to a small tree, eventually the tree will be dead. If we have too much desire, we will die. So if you want the tree always green and alive and strong, you must protect the tree from too many birds. Birds like trees, and trees like birds. So it is okay to have some, but if you have too much, the tree will die. And bird will be unhappy if tree dies. We do not encourage people so much. We do not propagate Buddhism so intensely. But what we are doing is as much as possible to make people happy is our purpose. As much as possible, we should help people. And as much as possible is important point. Not too much as possible. Little by little. Even though something is very good, maybe health food is good for me. But if you want all the people to have health food, that is not possible. And if you try to do so, you will be exhausted. Not much people. Most people are interested in something sweet, or meat or fish, which tastes good. No one is interested in brown rice or miso soup or bean curd. Not much people are interested in it. So if you want to, even in Sasahara, there's some problem, not much, because we, most of us, like strong, healthy food, so not much problem. But still, you know, there's some problem. And each one must try pretty hard. Sometimes, because sometimes we have many desires. Knowing that this is not for good, but we want to taste it once in a while. That is the problem. So, if you convince, you know, people through and through, in some way, it is very difficult. It is almost impossible. It is very difficult. As someone says, a man can lead a horse to the water. But it is almost impossible to make them drink. You may think, if you lead a horse to the water, now he came to the stream. He may drink from it. But if he is not hungry or thirsty, he will not drink, he wouldn't drink it. If you make them drink, it is a great job. You need many helpers. And between the helpers, there will be trouble. No, not this way. Too small.